Dude, starting this podcast is harder than starting my whippersnipper. That's just a shit show. That's 10 minutes of fucking around. What's happening over there?
I'm fine. I'm ready to go.
143 episodes in and you don't know how to use Wi-Fi.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. You got a beer?
I do have a beer. It's in a glass. We've got 143 episodes in of 144, and I think that I've finally cracked the clean glass.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right, well, this will be interesting.
This is probably going to be the cleanest glass ever.
Oh.
Take a photo of that.
I got that little bad boy. Let me make sure that's a good photo. I'm excited for you, but I'm a little sad, to be honest.
Yeah, well, for those people on audio, we should probably tell them what have I got? What
All
am I
right, you've
drinking?
got a very clean, crisp Strider Brewing Co. lager. Is it the 4.4% lager? I didn't actually look at the
It is the 4.4% lager. It is what is it? Edgy. Is it edgy?
it's for people who
What was the thing?
I can't
It's
remember, but
actually pretty tasty. It's wet and it's cold.
yes, that's
That's
it's
it.
yes, that's
Nothing wrong with that.
That's not supposed to be a hop bomb of a fucking double IPA or
Yeah,
some shit.
that's it.
That's amazing.
There's no innovation happening in that whatsoever, but it's a very tasty beer nonetheless.
Yep. And so how did you come across this beer? This might be the last sponsored beer on our show.
It probably might be the last sponsored beer, exactly. So what happened was the rep reached out to me after the last show. He got into the Facebook group
Yep.
and dropped me a D slid into my DMs and said, "Oh, can I get your beer?" And I went, "Yeah." And he goes, he said, "I'm on the Gold Coast." I said, "I'm in Brisbane." He said, "I'll have the Brizzy rep drop some to you." I said, "Drop it down at Common Ground Cellars." I went and picked it up from there.
That's amazing. I had a similar experience. Which might be news to you. Is that news to
Have
you?
you got a have you gone in? Have you got a Strider as well?
I fucking wish I did. Not there's anything wrong with this Mountain Culture status quo
Mountain Cut,
pale
yeah. Well,
ale,
that's
but
number one beer on the Gabs Hottest 100.
exactly. So there's definitely nothing wrong with it. I've got that in
It
a
looks
glass
the
as well.
biz. It looks the biz.
Yeah. I also got DM'd by Riaz from Strider Brewing
Yes.
Co.,
Yes,
who
yes.
seemed very friendly and offered to drop me off some beer today. I was in the warehouse and I was informed that he was at the roastery.
Right.
And I went out and met with him and he gave me three beers. How many did you get?
Oh, two.
Suck it. I got three.
Right. Bottle or
So, sorry,
can?
no, if you're so aggressive, but I got two cans and one bottle.
Cool.
And he's the nicest guy ever. I chatted to him for ages.
Why
He was the nicest
aren't
guy
you
ever.
drinking it now? Yeah, he
Well,
seems
that's.
lovely.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Well, I left work because I had to go to see a lawyer, which is never fun because, there's no way around it. Lawyers are fucking
Yeah, you
shit.
got to do what you got to
They're
do. Yep.
shit guns. And I forgot the beer and I left it at work. And then I asked Erin to bring the beer home and she also forgot the beer. So it's sitting at work,
Well,
unfortunately,
there you go.
which is devastating. But it means it will be on our very final episode and it will be my very final
Yeah.
sponsored beer.
Well, we are on the second last episode, so probably before people switch off, we are having a bit of a celebration this Saturday, the 23rd of November at 4 p.m. I will be there at 12 minutes to 4 p.m.
Okay, I don't think that's true, but
At the Brisbane German Club in Woolloongabba in Brisbane. And we're going to celebrate the end of well, I wouldn't call it an era, maybe an epoch.
what's an epoch?
It's kind of like a mini era.
Okay, yeah, that's an
And
epoch, end of an epoch.
end of an epoch. And celebrate the end of the Boss and the Borough podcast. So it's open to all 12 of you. So if you are listening, you are one of the 12, and come and join us at the German Club. We probably will have decided by then the under and over and who's getting the fucking the flannel, I think, because if we don't get an announcement Las Vegas GP this weekend.
Right.
And if we don't get an announcement on, well, we know Verstappen's gonna, he could take out the championship. What was our last under over though to get
Well,
to
the
the
last
12
one
points?
is the driver lineup next year, and it's
But we're missing a few.
Perez will put you over the line, but that won't get
Yes.
you to 12. That'll only get you to 11 and a half. If you
Shit.
if so, we're poised. We're poised to finish
We're
it. We might need
poised.
another. We
Yes.
might need to do another one. You know what we
Another
could have
under
done?
over.
We could have done the Jake
Well,
Paul Tyson fight because I absolutely nailed that one.
you certainly did. I didn't watch it.
No. Well, you
I
saved a
heard it
fair bit of
was
time there.
pretty average, I think.
Yeah. Well, I told you everything was going to happen, so you didn't have to watch
Yes.
it.
Well, it's like a young 20-something year old beating up a 65-year-old,
Pretty much
and what do you get? What that's what you expect.
try not to hurt him too much. Yeah. So I don't know. Do we do another one? I mean, I haven't bought a flannel. You haven't bought a flannel. So, I mean, we're
No,
not going to have one to
but
present next weekend. But we do need to wrap it up. I mean, we could do it for the last episode. How about if we don't have a result for the driver lineup, we just do one more over under on the last episode? Something we can decide on that night. I'm not sure what it will be, but
Yep, we
have
can
to
figure
think of
that out. We
something.
might figure it out on Saturday over a beer,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. 100%. All
Now,
right.
you promised something.
Yes, it's show and tell, you call it.
You show and tell, yes. This okay, so before you jump up, right? So
Right.
your relationship with two-stroke engines, it's not great.
It's not good. I haven't been unable to start my boat, which
Actually,
I sold half an hour ago.
I'd probably say some four-stroke engines like Aaron's car. Again,
That is a four stroke, and that
not.
was also, I did also blew that up. That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So just maybe it's just engines in general, I
Well, but
suppose.
there's also been the electric whippersnippers, which I've also broken. There's been two of those. And
Right.
so it's really just a general luck thing. I don't think it's specific to the amount of strokes in the engine. But nonetheless, I'm going to do a demonstration because, so this is what happened, right? I bought the cheapest electric whippersnipper you could get, and I fucking hated it.
Yes. Yep.
So I thought the smart thing to do would be to buy another electric whippersnipper that was slightly more expensive.
Right.
And I
Did
fucking
that
hated
work?
that. That was an absolute piece of
Yes.
shit. And then I
Okay.
kept seeing the guys on the side of the road with those orange ones. And so I wanted one of
Yes.
those. So I bought one of those on Marketplace. That was the two-stroke one, which I couldn't start. So I
Yep.
bought it one weekend for $120 and I sold it last week for $50.
Oh.
Ask me anything about investing in whippersnippers. Right. And then I bought another one, the fucking four stroke Honda.
Did you buy it new or on
No,
Marketplace?
secondhand on Marketplace because I'm a fucking
How
idiot.
much?
200.
How much?
200.
So it's more expensive. So four-stroke whippersnippers
Oh,
are
yeah.
more expensive than two-stroke
Oh, dude,
whippersnippers.
this thing purrs like a kid. And you just wait for this. Okay, you ready?
Go
Ready
on.
for this
Yeah.
demonstration?
Can you just, before you start it, can you just show it to us first?
Oh, 100%.
Is the engine cold?
The engine is cold, so I'm not cheating. Like, this is what would
Okay. Yeah.
happen
Cool.
if you were
Cool.
actually
All
going to
right. I'll
whippersnip.
take your word for it. Just
Yeah.
show us first. I've never seen a four-stroke whippersnipper
So have
before.
a look at this, right? It's heavy. I just filled it up with fuel, so we don't have any issue with
Yep.
fuel. That's a
Yeah.
fucking Honda
It's a
four-stroke. Now
Honda.
it's clean, and it's crisp.
That's like my VFR, mate.
Yeah. You know what? You know, my main reason for wanting to buy the Honda was because I thought my mower was a Honda, but it turns out it's a Victor, so that was fucking stupid. But
Yeah,
it
rightio.
is four-stroke and it starts every single time, the mower. So I thought that would
Rightio.
be a good
Okay.
start.
So what's the instructions, operating
Bent
instructions
shaft
to start?
like
Yes,
that.
bent shaft, yes.
That's important.
That saves your back.
Maybe just for visual reasons. And
Yes.
four strokes, obviously, better than two. Now, let's have a
Just
little look.
give us another look there, mate. Just give
In
us a wide
shaft.
angle shot there.
Do you want to see the
No,
bend in the
yeah,
shaft?
that's it.
There you
Beautiful.
go. Got that?
Beautiful.
Now, what you got to do here, you got to rub the nipple. Okay. Let's have a look at this.
What?
Yeah, you just got to rub the nipple here. You can see that?
Yes, that's the
Little.
priming
Yep.
thing,
We're going to rub
yes.
that nipple. You're going to get give it. Give it a little bit of a choke, not too much.
Oops, yes.
Then we're going to
There
tug
should
it.
be
Okay, ready?
one
Watch this.
pull.
Yeah, but this is just to get it up and boogieing. It's not going to start
Okay.
when I do this. Oh wait, also have to do this. That's on
Put the
stop.
throttle
You
on.
want that on
Yes.
fucking not
Yes.
stop.
On go. Yes.
Run on go. Okay, so then we're going to do a bit of a. Oh, fuck it. We're fucking on. We're on already.
All
Look at
right.
that.
Let's go. I
We're
can't
on.
hear it. I can't hear it.
Can't hear that.
No, your noise cancellation on Zoom.
I prove it's on. Watch. Because I think Zoom blocks out the noise. Check this out.
Yes. Oh, beautiful.
It's nighttime here, by the way. This is actually another benefit. Right, I'll turn that off. That was amazing.
Turn your noise cancellation off and then do it again.
How do you do that?
You go into your settings for Zoom.
Settings. All right, let's fucking do that. Output level. That automatically adjusts mic volume? No, not that. What is it?
No, there'll
Oh,
be like
background noise
a
suppression?
background noise. Yes. Turn that off.
Auto or high or
Off,
low?
off,
There's
off.
no off. Oh, wait. Personalized audio, live performance audio?
No,
We're doing a live
like that.
performance here, aren't we?
Well, kind of, yeah, but.
How's that? How's that audio sounding?
Well, you sound all right, but start the whippersnipper.
I can do this again. That was just seamless, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't hear it.
Absolutely seamless. First time, every time. Do you hear that? Hear it?
A little bit. Nah, can't hear it.
Wow.
If I can't hear it, didn't happen. That could be an electric whippersnipper making the whippersnip go
Audio.
around.
I've got it on live performance audio.
Yeah. Turn the noise suppression off and then hit OK.
What about original sound from musicians? Is that good? Can you hear that?
Yeah, let's try
Dude,
that.
all I
Yep.
can hear is this fucking whippersnipper. No, don't analyze my voice. Oh no. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just gonna just show you this thing's finished. Hear that?
Beautiful. Or well, you can kind of hear it. You kind of hear it spool up and then that
Can't hear
noise
it.
cancellation kicks in. No, I can't hear a thing. You poor, but you'll have to bring it with you on Saturday,
Sorry.
You know, the good thing about the noise cancellation is I can't hear Erin yelling at you
No, she was laughing.
either.
I warned them. I warned them that that was coming. So, I'm just gonna little a nipple juice on my finger here. So I'm just gonna clean that off.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Andrew? That's impressive, right?
Oh, totally.
Dude, you know why you couldn't hear it?
Why?
Four stroke. It's so quiet. It's so quiet. The two stroke is just out of control. Like you need earmuffs to use a damn thing. Four stroke, it just
This
purrs.
is true. This
Fucking
is
awesome.
true. That's amazing.
All right. Well, that went better than I expected. I was worried it wasn't going to start.
Yeah,
Damn, we're
man.
good.
What's been happening?
All right. Well, we don't have any Hendo Reacts this week, so we've got actually quite a few news stories. Oh, fuck, I didn't send you the link, did I?
No.
Well, it's that B143. I'll send this to you. So we've got the finale drinks. The first one we've got on here is the Stone Brewing to End Exports, which is one you sent me. I'll
Yes.
send you this link in the Zoom chat.
Yep.
And this was that one you sent me this afternoon.
Yeah, so Stone Brewing no longer exporting. Oh. That's sad.
Yeah, you just.
All it means is we're going to go back to 2010 when everyone was just grey importing it. That's it. That's all that's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean,
Like there's that that's yeah.
I think it's kind of hard to argue that it doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense. It's really like. Like
Keep
the sort of beers they make are not
yeah.
really that great for exporting. They're super big hoppy beers,
Yes.
and like every time I've had them, I've been to both of Stone's breweries over there, and the beers were fucking sensational. And the ones you have here are just not anywhere near as good.
No, because it just doesn't travel very well.
Yeah, we went to Stone back before we designed BH2 because we went a US trip and I want some inspiration for what we how we're going to design the brewery. And we and Spencer, do you remember Spencer? It's a long time ago.
Yeah, of course, Spencer
Yeah.
Cloud.
So he worked at Stone, and we had the best time ever. It's probably the best brewery visit we've ever had. We went to both sites, spent the whole day there. The place is just fucking amazing. And there's lots of little things about the way that place is designed that I kind of like wrote down and took photos of and incorporated into BH2. The main one was the big, if you walk into BH2, I haven't been there for quite a while, but imagine it's still there. There's a big Cort and Steel chevron that's backlit, this red backlit. As soon as you walk in, it's like the main thing you look at behind the tanks. Stole that idea from Stone because they've got the big, you know, the stone, the character thing, whatever that thing's called.
The gargoyle.
Gargoyle, there you go. Yeah. And lots of other things. It's just the most spectacular fucking venue we've ever been to. It was amazing. And the beers were fucking amazing. So just go there and it's not a problem.
Go there, get the beard fresh. Absolutely.
Yeah. And they've renamed it Sapporo Stone, apparently. Is that news to
Well, that's
you?
who
Or
owns it.
yeah.
Oh,
It's a
it
little
actually got
weird.
renamed Sapporo Stone.
Well, it says that in the article, but I mean, it doesn't say it on the beer, so I don't
No,
know.
I won't say it on the beer, but Sapporo do own Stone.
Yeah.
So, that's what happens.
Yes, I mean they're basically just the exact thing that happened to Stone and Wood in Australia. Like, the
More or
exact
less,
same thing. Basically, the founders went on and on and on about being independent forever, and then eventually they just sold for
Yes, and
hundreds of
then they're
millions of
sold out.
dollars.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Right, Westside Ale Works sells, and the new owner intends to keep it basically the same.
So
So it's pretty
that's
cool.
interesting.
It's a good little spot there.
I've actually not been there. Where is it?
Oh, you haven't? It's in like an industrial
No.
area in Melbourne. I don't know the
In
suburb,
on the
but
south side of Melbourne, isn't
when did I go there? I think I went there the last time I went to Melbourne, actually.
it? Yeah, South Melbourne. Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't
Oh,
blown
it's
away
not
by the
far
beers. I feel like
from.
I might have chosen the wrong beers to get, possibly.
Yeah.
But the venue was super cool. It was just like everything you'd want from a little, you know,
Doesn't look like
craft
it's
beer.
too far from CBeeco.
Right.
Can't say Colonial anymore, CBeeco.
Yes, no, that's inappropriate.
In that area there.
Yeah, it's like in a little industrial.
Industrial area? Yeah. Why does your sound keep dropping
Isn't
out?
it? Oh, does it? I blame your
Yeah,
internet.
maybe you need to set your settings, sound settings
Oh
back
no.
now that you've not got the whippersnapper out.
Fucked it up again. Okay. It's back on where it was.
Good. That's better.
Well, no, I no, I haven't touched it. It's I already reset it back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
Well, it's right near the Montague Street Bridge, and that's a very famous bridge for trucks running into it.
All right. Oh, well, that's not a good thing to be famous for. Does this sound better? I don't really know. It doesn't look like it's picking up a lot of audio.
You sound like, yeah, you're kind of dropping in and out, but
God
whatevs.
damn it. I'm
Oh,
going to unplug it. I've
microphone issues, just like I have
that's better.
whippersnapper issue. Now that's my computer making that noise, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's the AirPods, I think.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's the Rode microphone. Oh, that actually looks better. Is that
Yeah,
better?
it's pretty good.
Visually, it looks better. I don't know if that means it's better.
Yeah.
All right, let me know if it happens again. If it does, I'll just rip it out and we'll just put up with shit
Yeah.
audio.
Too easy. All right, what else we got here? Big beer
All
is
right.
done with craft.
Yes, you sent me this one, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I sent you that one as well. That was
The
really
start of the week.
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we know that.
Yes. It's not news, really.
No, we know. We know that Big Beer is done with craft because they have achieved the objective, which is basically they bought craft, they craft washed, and then they preserved their market share, and then they're back to doing what they usually do,
Yeah.
which probably means that we're going to go back. There'll be something new to replace craft because craft was very global financial crisis kind of thing. And no one gives a fuck about craft anymore.
Wow, that's an aggressive comment. You mean the name
Well,
or the product?
the concept.
Concept. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, no one cares.
Well. Right.
So
Well, I'm glad we're wrapping up this
maybe it'll just be
podcast.
post craft.
Okay. Well, on that topic, people are drinking less, apparently.
Who is?
specifically schoolies, according to this Drinkwise
Well, you're on the Gold
thing.
Coast, mate. So do you see all the schoolies? Were you out for schoolies at
I
all?
saw them. I go to schoolies every year. I'm a toolie. I go there every year and drink beer and,
A toolie.
No, I did. I actually did go to Surfers today because I had to do a delivery. It was during the day. It seemed pretty tame. Everyone's walking around, chilling, having fun,
I
Nothing
felt very,
crazy.
yeah, they're not drinking because I felt very sad actually. I remember those two young girls who got the methanol poisoning in
Oh fuck, I meant
Laos.
to put that on this actually.
Yeah,
I
do you
meant
know
to put that on here.
one of them died today?
Oh God, really? Oh
Yeah, it's
shit. Yeah, I
bad.
wanted to ask you about that.
That will, yeah, methanol is a horrible, horrible, horrible chemical.
Well, let's come back to that. Let's do the schoolies one. We'll come back to that next because I'm interested to ask you about that. I feel like these stats are a little cherry-picked. Like it says 71% of schoolies attendees were enjoying days at the beach alcohol-free. I mean,
Yeah,
that
probably
doesn't
because
tell
they're
you anything.
hungover.
Yes, exactly. That doesn't tell you anything. 62% were choosing to dine at restaurants without drinking alcohol. I mean, that seems, if that's true,
That's,
that kind of seems
yeah.
high. 29% attendees consume zero alcohol drinks. That's actually very surprising to me.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're counting, soft
As
drinks and every other drink.
in they're drinking alcohol-free drinks or zero alcoholic drinks?
Well, I would like to know. I mean, it would very much surprise me if 30% of them were drinking, like non-alc beers, for example. Certainly at my schoolies, I did not drink non-alcoholic beverages.
It's just like I just think that it's changing for young people because it's just too fucking expensive to drink alcohol anymore. Right? Why would I go and spend $300 out on the Terps, right, when I can drop $50, $60 and get two pingers?
That's yeah, well, there was nothing in the article about how many pingers they were doing. That's a good point.
Well, it's drink wise, not pinger wise, isn't
Well, let's look up Pinger Wise and see what
it?
stats
But that's what the
they've
kids are doing now.
got. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, eh?
They're having pingers. And thank fuck they kept the pill testing going. That
Because they're probably
Chrisafui
dying from that
didn't.
shit too.
Well, yeah, that's yeah, exactly. I mean, I hope that there's some good stats that come out of the pill testing down on the Gold Coast because it has been proven time and time again that pill testing saves lives and helps people to make informed choices. So,
I mean, if people are going to do
I wish
it,
that I had that when I was young, and I used to take pingers back in the day, and that sort of thing
I
back in the
do know
90s.
this. Yes, I do
Yes,
know this. You've told me this.
and thoroughly enjoyed it. But by God, I wish there was pill testing around because I had some bad times down in Servers, basically. Oh, sketchy. I'll take you over a beer on Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. I my schoolies was we pre-bought all the alcohol, so we like kind of went down to the Gold Coast with a certain amount of alcohol, estimating how much we would need. And I got to the last night of schoolies, and we'd all made the effort to clean our apartment, and because it was sort of like you'd have a party at your place, then you'd have a party at someone else's place, and you just didn't want to be the place that had a party on the last night because you have to wake up earlier to get out of there by 10 a.m. And I had 14. I remember I had 14 beers left over on the last night of schoolies, and
Not bad.
I was determined to drink them all, right? And
Did you?
well, I remember starting to drink them all, and then all of my mates went out, and I was like, "Don't worry, I got it. I'm just going to stay back." And then I remember waking up, and there was a huge fucking party in my apartment, and then I don't remember the rest until the next day. And then apparently I invited a lot of people in for a party, and there were no beers left, so I got through the case.
Party,
But
All right.
yeah, I can remember how hungover I was that day very
Good.
vividly.
Fantastic.
Good times.
Always good times.
Okay, let's do the methanol thing. So that wasn't in Australia, that was in Bali, right?
No. Let Laos.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yes. So they were in Laos. They were at a backpackers hostel in Laos or Laos, Lao. And apparently they're not like that young lady who unfortunately passed away today. There was two American girls who also passed away as well.
Yes.
It was so many people died from this.
Well, I think there was three, well, there was two before you told me about that one, and then it was like 10 or 12 people that were kind of
Yeah, a
like
couple
just
of
like couldn't
Americans,
breathe and shit and fucking.
Danish girls. Methanol is a really horrible, horrible thing to happen to you, right? If you want to talk about the physiology of what happened, so
Well, let's start with
about
why would they be drinking methanol?
methanol. Okay, so there's a couple of reasons that you know I'm not I'm, that they could have been drinking it. A, methanol is an alcohol, but it's not ethanol, which is the alcohol that we are able to drink safely. And so methanol is a by it can be a byproduct of fermentation. It is a byproduct of fermentation, and so when you distill, it has a boiling point very similar to ethanol, right? You've heard of distillers talk about the heads, the hearts, and the
Yes.
tails, right? The
Yes.
heads usually contain the methanol, right?
Yeah,
You
you want to
don't
get
want to
rid of
drink
that
the
shit.
heads. Yes, that's
Yeah.
right. And then you take the hearts and and leave the tails, right? And so if they just distill and they take and it's a shitty fermentation, and they take the heads and the hearts and the tails, well, the methanol is going to be in this concentrated spirit. It only
And how
takes
do you know
half.
when you're distilling? You don't really know, do you? Other than by.
You don't know. You've got to test for it.
Yeah.
Right? But this is some probably backyard hooch or something like
Yes.
that. Some
Yes.
backyard still with a shitty ferment and that sort of thing. And it only takes half a teaspoon of methanol and it's fatal.
That's
Half a
crazy.
teaspoon and you go permanently blind.
That's fucked up.
Right? Because what happens is when you
Well, wait, before you
ingest.
move on from why they're drinking it, one of the articles I read was suggesting that people deliberately put it in the alcohol to avoid excise and make it cheaper, effectively.
Yeah, they use methanol to they so yes, it can come from poor distillation practices, but it can also be come from unscrupulous players who put methanol in to try and make the ethanol cheap, alcohol
Yes.
cheaper.
That's crazy.
So we don't know which is which, and obviously this will probably be part of some sort of investigation or something like that.
So who would be putting it in? The bar, possibly,
Well,
probably.
wherever they bought it, who knows?
Yeah.
That's just speculation, but it's horrible what it does to your body because, like, basically, methanol gets into your system about 12 hours later. It reacts with your body, and turns into formaldehyde, as in the
Jesus.
preservatives, which then just attacks your hits your kidneys and your liver, right? Utterly destroys it. But your kidneys and your liver will try and process it as best as it can. But what it does is it basically turns it into formic acid, which then goes and attacks your nervous system.
That's fucking
Particularly,
terrifying.
hence eyeballs and all that, eyeballs and all that sort of stuff, right? It's a
Jesus.
horrible, horrible death. And I really, really feel very sorry because he's just 19. It's
I'm just
fucking
having a
sad,
cocktail at a
man.
bar somewhere.
They were at a backpackers.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it was a party at a backpackers.
That's crazy.
So it's just so sad. I just, you know, it's one of the things that I'm glad that we've got very highly regulated. You know, we complain about the government regulation a lot, but at least that shit's not going to happen here in
How
Australia,
would it not
you
happen though?
know.
How regulated is distilling, really?
You've got to have food. There's food safety regulations around distilling and that sort of thing, and you can
Yeah,
get
there's
everything
not much
tested.
though.
It's not going to look good for your brand, you
No,
know.
not going to look good, but I mean, yeah. I would hope it's not the distiller. I kind of feel like at some point someone's just tried to, you know, it's like the coke that's mixed with fentanyl in America that's killing everyone. It's like someone's like putting that shit in there
Yes,
to kind of save
yes,
money and it's killing everybody.
yes. Yeah, of course. That's kind of what's happening. Yeah.
That's fucking scary. So not possible in beer though, right?
No. Well, yes, you can get methanol in beer, but because it's not concentrated through distillation, then it's very unlikely, right? And
Right.
the beer that you it's the beer that you're going to drink. So if you find yourself in Laos or something like that, don't drink the cocktails. Just stick to beer. Or stick to Jack Daniels. But even then, I would probably stay away from Jack Daniels because they might spike it just to dilute it and that sort of thing.
You want to be drinking
Those
stuff out of a fucking closed bottle that you're watching
closed
them
bottle that's
open.
come out of a factory.
It's
Absolutely.
fucking terrifying.
That's pretty much all you can do there and that sort of thing. So sad, but anyway.
So sad. All right, Gab's Hottest 100 nominations open. I mean, there's not much to talk about there, but I just put it in there because, you know, in case this is where people are getting their beer news, then
Yeah,
there it
exactly.
is.
Status quo, vote status quo, getting number one again. And I think it's probably going to win again, I think. That's registrations open.
We could do. Oh no, we don't have time to do a prediction, do we? No, but
No, we don't, because we don't have a list of beers yet.
I predict
So we'll never
Strider Brewing
know.
is going to win.
We'll never know. Oh, I reckon
No.
they'll give it a red hot. No, I've got another beer.
Oh shit.
I've got another beer. I've got this one here. The
Well, there we go. Oh,
Resinous
wow.
Bridge from Hiker Brewing Company. This is also sponsored beer. Thank you,
Oh, wow. Wait,
Daniel.
I better get a photo of that then if it's another sponsored situation.
Oh, fuck's sake. Rightio. Hang on a second.
Let's get a fucking. This is a sponsored glass, so that's the best I can do.
Am I in focus? No,
Oh,
it's out of
no. No,
focus.
hang on. Get closer. Oh, no. There you go. Brilliant. 6.3%. How many standos in that little tin there? That's a big tin, is it?
2.2.
Wow.
It is
Oh,
very resinous.
the other beer I got from Strider is a 2.2% lager.
Yeah, cool.
Is that what you got?
No, I've got
What
the
did you get?
4.4. I've got the double strength.
Yeah, but what about
Good boy.
your other beer? Didn't you say you got two beers from him?
No. Yeah, well, I've got two of the same beer.
Oh, two of the same beer. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I think I've got two of the same beer.
How's the hiker?
Resinous.
Okay.
Very resinous.
What it says on the
Very good,
tin?
though. Absolutely.
Nice. That's what you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm looking at the group. I'm looking at the group now to check the questions, and I can see the recent media section is me with my fucking whippersnipper. So thank you for
Yeah, of
that,
course.
Kendo.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
yeah.
All right. What do people do if they want to join the Facebook group of a podcast that's finishing in 1 week's time?
What's that? Sorry.
Should we get people to join the Facebook group in case they hear this and they want to join the group,
Oh,
even though we're
yeah, go on
finishing in
then.
1 week's time?
Yeah, go on. That doesn't mean the group's going to stop or anything like that.
I don't know, does it?
Yeah. It's yeah, so facebook.com/groups/bossandthebrewer. Come and join us and hang out and yeah, have a good time. Come and join us on Saturday at the German Club at 12 minutes to 4 p.m.
Yeah. Do you think we've had much response to that? I mean, I haven't really actually looked.
Let's check
Have you
the
looked?
event page then.
Let's have a little look here. What are we working with? Well, it
Let's
doesn't really, it
see.
just says people responded. I mean, I don't
No, I've
really
got the
know.
events here. Yeah, I know. Let me. I'm aware. Let's see what we've got here.
Seven going. I mean,
32 people responded. So there's seven going.
Okay.
There's 25 interested.
We need, well, Erin. Oh no, she's okay. Well, we obviously need five more, don't we? So
Think we'll get there. If we get 12, we're okay.
we need 12. We can't have seven.
Yeah,
But
that's just gonna be weird.
it's going to be so weird.
Trent
All
Ball will be
right.
then.
So unfortunately, because we recorded early, we don't have too many questions. So I posted in here
Yeah.
before. We don't have too many, but we'll go through what we've got.
Rightio.
Luke Cooper, this is what the schoolies are really up to. And then there's a
Is it
shovel
bingers?
thing that says pile of vape cartridges left by schoolies, now Gold Coast tallest structure. Okay. They're vaping.
Yeah.
Vape doesn't do anything for you though, really, does it? It's just kind of
Yeah.
doesn't get you fucked up, does it?
Yeah. No, just
No.
nicotine. Just nicotine high.
Yeah, all right.
That's it.
Paul James, question colon, what's going to happen to the over under comp if it doesn't resolve by 144? Yeah, that's a good
It will
question.
be
We're gonna have to make
resolved.
something
It'll
up.
be resolved.
Yeah. Well, if people have ideas, bring them on Saturday because we need an idea for a final over under.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right, and I only had one HR this week, so I was going to skip HR and just save him for the final episode.
Okay.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah, sure. How
Fucking
many HRs have you got?
only one.
Oh, okay. Then we'll roll it over to next week. Here's an
Yeah.
idea. If you are listening, one of the 12, and you are listening to this, and we're going to be celebrating the 144th and final episode of the Boss and the Brewer podcast, we'll start a thread in the Facebook group. We start a thread in the Facebook group, or I just want people to bring to our attention some of their favorite memories of the preceding 143 episodes. Maybe it's field trip episode 34.
Wait, these are favorite memories or least favorite memories?
But both. Both.
Okay.
Why not both? You know,
Okay.
if it's something you'd prefer to forget, let us know. If it's one of
Okay.
your favorites, let us know.
Yeah.
Right? And
All
tell us
right.
about your favorite episode, your favorite joke, your favorite dumb shit that's happened, like when I injured myself doing the renovations.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Right. How much we've banged on about fucking Lexicon Half.
There's a lot.
Right. Fairies. We've done a lot of dumb shit,
A lot
mate.
of dumb shit. Added very little value, to be fair.
Yeah, we've done nothing for society. Absolutely
Really.
nothing.
Not really.
We've pissed a lot of people off. Does that count?
There's a couple, yeah. I
Yeah.
pissed a couple of people off. Not intentionally.
No,
I don't want people
absolutely
to hate me,
not.
but no, that's how it
Oh, hate
goes.
is gonna hate.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we'll do that in the final episode. We'll do the reveal of the flannel, hopefully, if we can do that. And then HR, maybe news, I don't know, whatever. Wait, did you send me another update for the final episode? Is it on a different day? Did I see?
No.
Didn't you
No, no,
change
no, no.
up?
What I sent through was after 144 next week, I cancelled all the future ones out of the
Oh, I
calendar.
see. Okay.
That's what that was.
So the final episode is next Thursday.
Is next Thursday, yes.
Okay. Brilliant. All good, Hendo.
Well, I'll see you Saturday
I'll see you Saturday. I'm a little bummed
at
you couldn't get the
12.
sound on that whippersnippers. I'm tempted to bring
12,
it, but
12, just bring it. Bring it.
I might bring
Bring it, mate.
it. All right, mate.
I'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday. All right, we recorded that episode and I tried to do a whippersnapper demonstration at the start, and Hendo reckons Zoom cut out the audio. So now it's quite a bit later, so I'm going to probably get in trouble for this, but I couldn't leave the episode without a whippersnapper demonstration. You got to hear this thing, it's so good. All right, listen to this shit. What are we doing? Little nippy. Oh man, here we go. Oh yeah.